you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, the SDR Show. This week, a girl group called Seasons that's looking to be like the next Spice Girls. Four really hot girls, all pretty talented. They sing live. Was pretty surprised how good they sounded. A few of them play instruments as well, and they came in. It's a little bit of a shorter episode, but these girls got some heat on them right now. They blew up on TikTok, which, that seems like to be the thing to say these days, but they also have a billboard in Times Square. They got written up in People magazine. They have their own line of swimwear. It's crazy. Someone is spending money on these girls. But their songs are pretty catchy if you like that pop music vibe. They come in, they perform live, and Gino Bisconti comes in and hangs out with me. It's a little bit of a shorter episode, so I apologize for that, but life is what it is. Remember, we do the show live every single Wednesday and Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and July 4th weekend, you can go to GasDigitalNetwork.com and get everything for free. The entire website is free. All the chat, the forum, every episode, all the HD, all commercial free. And if you subscribe for a year during July 4th weekend, you get a limited edition July 4th Gas Digital Frisbee. And it's one of these like professional Frisbees, not some crappy giveaway Frisbee. We spend some money on the Frisbees. Here it is right now, the season's episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please.
Oh my goodness.
How Hello. Great is this, dude?
I mean, I feel like the podcast gods are reading my diary. Gino Bisconti back in. It is the SDR show. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Oh, well, you know, I really had to bend over backwards to hang out with you and these four. That was just, it was a real You can owe me. You can owe me.
Yeah, no worries. Shannon there. Ani's here as well. We are live in the studio. I always like to do full disclosure. We are pre-recording this episode. We are not actually live tonight.
But this isn't just, live?
This is not live.
When will this air?
Next week, I believe it is. Next Wednesday. Ooh, we just lost the audio feed, the video feed. I want to tell you how stupid I am. I think we should start that way so they know what they're dealing
with.
Okay?
We only have an hour.
Pegs out. So, I get told that this new group is coming to town and we can do an interview with them. And I look at the name, and for a week, I'm saying to myself, SZNS, what the fuck is SZNS? And it was Ani who goes, oh, cool, Seasons. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot more sense than SZNS. Because I'm stupid, Gino.
Yes, yes.
But acronyms.
Once I saw it, I knew exactly because I am lazy. See, you're stupid, but I'm the yang. I'm lazy. And I'm like Seasons because I'm too lazy to put vowels in.
I appreciate Ani here, who's now delivering the water, figured it out way before me.
Yes.
And it works out because all of their names, by some miracle,
get out,
is all four of the main Seasons.
Yes.
The main Seasons, is that a term?
Yeah.
So autumn, spring, winter.
Fall.
Autumn. I said autumn.
Yeah, fuck it.
Summer, you jackass. Summer.
I'm confused because autumn's real name is Solstice. No one's going to.
I get it.
No one's going
to. Real quick, just all the girls get up on your mic.
Get very close to your mics. Like super, you know, like it's a RoboCop's penis. Just get right in there.
Do I have audio? Sorry.
Yeah,
way to give a reference that their parents might get.
That's good to show. As a single man, as an old single man, right, I've learned you can't reference 80s movies when you're trying to date 20-year-olds.
Just pretend you're in Citizen Kane. Shut up.
Yeah, that went way over my head. Yeah.
One time, and I was on a date with a girl. This is again also going to go over their heads. And I mentioned to her that I used to play frisbee football, very manly, with John F. Kennedy Jr. Right?
Wow.
And she does That's the math cool. in her head. She goes, "Wait a minute, you're 50?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Ah, yeah, fuck, I'm 51," and I just fucked it up.
Yeah.
Because I told her she did the math because he died this many years ago.
You're lucky when you said frisbee golf, she didn't say, "Wait a minute, you're gay."
Well, that's obvious, I feel. Okay, so now let's get started right now and introduce these girls and what it's all about. So it is a great idea to me that I've not seen this in a while, a true girl group.
right? Like, ooh, the last time, the Spice Girls, you know, whatever you want to call the heyday of pop in America, it's not really happening that much anymore for whatever reason. It's an ebb and flow. But now this seems to be something that is, when I saw the material, I'm like, well, this is logical. I don't know why it's taking so long. But I would imagine that it's not a crazy coincidence that you all have names of seasons, that this was, you guys had to audition and actually become part of a group. Am I right in guessing that?
No.
Yes. No.
So we were actually made in a lab.
That I believe. That I actually believe. So I'm curious as how that actually went down. Like, where did you see the ad? How did this come about? Were you like dancing in a club? Like, how did you guys get picked to be the four girls that I see before me right now?
You know, we were all doing our thing out in LA, and then we just came across something that seemed like, hey, that fits me. So we went, and
it was an ad.
Well, my mom came across it,
yeah,
and then she just was like, "You need to go to this." And
but I
was
what, again, I'm sorry to harp on the detail, uh-huh, but where did you see? It wasn't like in
LA
the street somewhere.
Yeah, she found it on LA Casting for me.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
And it was looking for girls that can sing. I know some of you play instruments as well. I think I saw you play a horn, which is pretty wild. Yeah. So I know a few of you play instruments, but so you had to go do an audition first.
Yeah, I actually thought this was for a movie. I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to be like playing at your local prom. And then I was like, oh, shit. This is like a real girl group.
No, the ad was literally like, next big pop group.
And that was the ad?
Yeah,
that was the ad. Oh.
I was like, what's up?
Okay.
And you all were already singing in some capacity, I imagine.
Yeah. I was dancing, sure.
And doing that stuff. And so when you get there, are there thousands of girls there showing up for audition?
Like, lots of girls.
They had done the first sweep of their first thousands, mm-hmm, and then it was down to like 50.
Yeah, there's like 50, 55 girls there.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then we cut, in the first day.
So you get there and you find out you all are in this new group, right? And mm-hmm, you're the concept there. I know you're all living together.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Did they like
go on? Now, when you get into discussions and arguments, do we settle them with pillow fights?
Yeah, that was in their contract. Involved? That was in the contract.
Oh God, okay.
Pillow fights only.
I'm gonna use the bathroom for 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I'm rounding up.
Makes sense. So, did they do any sort of personality checks to see? All right, these four chicks, excuse me, women, mm-hmm, are going to be living with each other for who knows how fucking long.
No, we were all strangers.
Yeah, they
complete strangers. Yeah. Literally, we're so different.
We actually picked our roommate by just getting an app on my phone and putting in our season, and then we were like, okay. Me and Spring are together. Summer and Autumn are together.
And that's just how it happened. And that actually works out, right? Summer, Autumn, right?
It did.
Goes that way, right?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, me and Spring, Summer and Autumn. No, it would be Spring and Autumn because those are the solstices.
Oh, enough. You're trying to get that one out again?
Solstices.
It's not coming out.
Let's see. Yeah.
The other two are the equinoxes.
Right now, I'm between the seasons.
This guy gets it.
And so I would also imagine, because the first single, Tequila and Lime, which you all don't look old enough to drink, but
tequila
I'm sure you are. Tequila
with Lime.
That video I watched, and the takeaway is this. If you hit on your chicks, what will happen is you will tie someone to a chair and embarrass them in front of 1,000 people in a nightclub. That's the message. 100%. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, get out.
No. Don't ever talk to me.
That's what I see. God forbid. Don't hit on you guys. That's what I could say.
The message is, if we want to talk to you, we will.
Shoot your shot, but if I say
that's fine. I like that better.
We're
that's fine.
Women.
I don't like the idea that you can't hit on a woman, but if a girl says no.
Do it respectfully. Do it, there's just so many guys. Like, it was the first thing we ever really bonded over was like at my old apartment, and we were like, what do we have in common? Men are awful.
We are. You know,
I didn't interrupt her.
We are. We definitely are awful. But so now that first single was in 2019, right? So that came out like in the beginning or the end of
2020.
Early 2020, right?
We wrote it in 2019.
Right. So it was supposed to, I imagine the idea was 2020 was going to be the year.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But then we have to put pause because the world stopped for a little bit.
And girls your age have a .000.
Enough, Gino.
You're right. It's only an hour show. Yeah. I can't get to the one.
Yeah, Gino doesn't believe in COVID.
That's a lie. Yeah. That's a lie. I believe COVID's real, but when people see you not wearing a mask and suddenly you survive 18 months without
all right,
one,
enough. No one cares.
You thought it was fake.
Yeah, Gino does believe
you. Girls are going to be 20 someday and you're going to need to know this stuff. Okay?
So I imagine as you find out, okay, this first single killed it. You did a couple million views and Spotify listened to all crazy. That, this is all exciting. When did we realize, now we're going to be living together for way longer than we thought we would, and this is a much longer game. Did that change your heads at all? Like, oh, shit, this is not immediately going out on tour, immediately doing this stuff. It's like, oh no, we're going to be living together in a closed environment for a very long time.
I think we always knew.
We've been new.
We've been new.
No,
we were like going into this for at least 5 years. Let's go.
She visualized. Yeah. You visualize things. You just expect it and it happens. Yeah.
Fair enough. So now.
That is definitely me.
Are you winter?
Yes.
See, because winter is old man winter.
If you say solstice.
You're saying solstice. I'm like, that's right up my alley.
I was going to say, if Gino says solstice again, I'm coming across this table.
I don't think I could. Did you see me try and say it twice?
And also, what I really do like is whoever is the person who set up the audition, I would say the person behind this initially, right, is spending a fortune and doing things right. You guys have a fucking swimsuit line. You have makeup. Ooh. You have an animated video. God, I know what those cost.
I didn't see that.
Is a fortune. And it was not like shitty animation that I could do like on Adobe Creator, which is this was like, oh, we're gonna make this a really good animated video. So there is money behind you girls. That's got to be exciting, culminating to a billboard in Times Square today. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that was so surreal. That was crazy. The billboard really was like, wow.
Did you
like,
know that was gonna be there, or did they surprise you and like look at the video?
No, they told us, but we were like,
but it's still, it even like, seeing it in person, just
in New York at the same time.
Feels like a surprise.
Have you guys ever been to New York before?
Once. This is my second time.
I've never been.
And Autumn?
I've been.
You've both been.
A few times.
Okay, well,
me and Ralph bought it from the Indians.
I get it. That's an old man joke.
It's an old man joke.
Yeah, I get it. It's pretty funny. And also,
I didn't get it.
You guys are too young. You're not going to get most of the joke. Do you discuss your ages or you don't discuss your ages?
We're ageless.
We're in
this is a fantasy.
Average of 21 summer.
Is that right? 21 average? I'll take that. Yeah, I don't know if that's right, but I'll accept that, right?
So the 21-year-old, but can I have 4 drinks? Here's our average age.
Here's the average age.
I would like an above average drink.
And I heard that the, I don't think we can show, we don't have the picture, but the original picture for the billboard, whoever is the deciders at Times Square, had an issue with it, and you had to swap it out.
They did.
We're trying to hold
us down. We were too naked.
Is that what it was? I would like to know. Did you find out, like, oh no, you're showing too much skin for Times Square?
Yeah, we found out
the day
before.
All the skin, but
yeah.
And we were like, what the heck?
Yeah, the day before. They knew about it for a month, and then they dropped it.
And they said it was too nakedy.
Nakedy.
Was it this picture?
Too nakedy.
That is it.
Yeah. That's us.
Look at us, guys.
Can I speak to that guy? Hitler. Is that his name that's in charge? No. They get the Hitler stuff. That's timeless.
You, me, Harrington, and that dude, we take the same photo.
You guys should. I would live for that.
I would do that.
Why not, right? That's really awesome.
Honestly, they're just trying to put obstacles in front of us that we have to
jump over.
And we're here for that.
Oh, that's
all we do. That's what we do best.
That Girl reminds power. Me of the movie. Yeah. Did you kids? You're young. Did you ever see the movie Scrooged? When they have the solid gold, there, it's like you can hardly see them nipples. See, and these guys are really looking. So I thought about
fair.
It.
All right. So now,
love that.
It got a condescending laugh.
It deserved it.
Look at Mr. Jokey. Look at Mr. Jokey.
I'm going to be honest. That was for me because it still makes me laugh. But
and
I apologize.
Now I don't mean to keep pulling things that I read online. The original plan I heard was to release 4 EPs for each of you. Is that still the plan, or did the pandemic change
that?
The pandemic,
we're gonna put out a. We're not doing that.
It's made our course a little different.
It changed it. It had to.
Yeah,
right?
A little. Yeah, but we are releasing an EP this summer.
Oh,
yeah.
So one EP now, not 4.
Well, you never know what will follow.
Okay. Yeah,
who knows?
Because right now you've been dropping a single every few months, so to speak. Right, was Tequila with Lime, or am I just screwing that up the first time?
Right.
Behave, and now Build a Boy is the new one, right? Yeah. Am I missing one?
Or there was Faster. Our second was
Faster, too, right? I saw Faster, right. And Faster was, which was the one I saw you play? That was Behave you played a horn to, right?
Yeah.
Look at me. I do research, Gino.
I didn't get to see the videos. I've been listening to the music. I love it. Build a Boy that dropped today. Very good, very good.
What's your favorite song?
Build a Boy, but just because I saw it drop today, I got all excited and I listened. And Tequila with Lime, I didn't like it first. And then it came around on me. I'm like, I didn't like the opening beat, but then I'm like, oh, this is good. That's on me.
But hey, it grew on you.
That's fine. It really did. As long as it grows.
I didn't like the ending because I feel like I'm going to be that dude on stage with my pants around my ankles. And I was.
You just have to be nice.
Yeah. I'm a very nice boy.
You just have to be nice with it when you come
up. I'm a very nice boy.
And by the way, tequila and lime is my favorite drink. So for me, it made sense.
Whiskey and another whiskey. That's my favorite drink.
I do tequila, club soda, squeeze of lime.
There you go. That's always a nice classic.
He's a bougie man.
I'm a very classy guy, Gina.
Tequila, I do whiskey, soda. Another whiskey.
On the rocks.
Well, you have a well-documented drinking problem.
You don't say problem, you say opportunity.
All right, fair enough.
Drinking opportunity.
And now, at least it seems to be true, because I don't know you guys. We've met for 20 minutes at this point. That you are actually writing your own lyrics your music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right?
We are.
Yeah, probably, I don't know, maybe the music. Ooh, the lights just went off. Are they not playing the medical bill? Medical bills.
Medical bill.
He looked like he needed a...
Sounds like we're about to have one between that and me saying solstices. We're about to each have to pay a medical bill.
You put us in a room with four hot girls, we can't speak, Gina. So you do write the lyrics.
We do.
Yes.
And do you work, because I know you work with various producers. I read, what was one guy who worked with Boyz II Men or something like that, which is cool. Love that, those guys. But are you working on the music as well, or you write the lyrics and they bring the music?
Both.
Yeah, both. Yeah. It changes up. Sometimes people have a specific track that they're like, we made this for you, we hope you like it. And then if we vibe with it, we go. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're like, oh, we hear something. We're like, hey, can you put that on the track?
And I just bring my trumpet to like every session.
Yeah. Is the plan, by the way, when you're playing out live, because I imagine you haven't done any live shows yet. Could you have? I don't know.
We have.
Well, that one, I guess you were on stage for the behavior. I don't know where you're playing these days. I guess only in Texas or Florida, but is the plan to bring that horn on the road?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking cool and different. That I like. That's
thanks.
Unique.
Yeah, thanks.
You don't see a lot of horns.
Bedazzled.
No.
You don't. Bedazzled. I want a pink bedazzled trumpet.
And she's so good.
So yeah. Pink
bedazzled
Shannon's
a big fan of bedazzling.
Company out there.
That's pretty cool.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So now, the thing I read was that you like to have your lyrics be conversational. Where it feels more like you guys are talking to each other as opposed to just a regular song. The plan for the whole EP, or that's just certain songs feel conversational, certain songs are more hooky?
Honestly, I think that's just kind of our style at this point. Yeah, is that like we really try to only say stuff in our songs that we would say to each other and to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I think that's definitely something that we're going to keep doing.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's also nice because we're four different girls singing one song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice when it's more of a conversation because then you're hearing all of our voices instead of just like, because we're four different people. We have different things going on in our lives, but it still makes sense.
When you guys have an argument, do you solve it with a dance battle or what?
Oh, of course. We start throwing freestyles.
What is she the wins. Other way?
That was pretty good.
But it's four creative processes coming together. In a conversation that translates into the music. I might be making a bigger deal of it, but that sounds incredible to me.
Because I also would imagine that you all have different musical taste backgrounds, right? Sure. So you have to figure out how they're all going to work in with each other, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And you're going to do a song right now, I believe.
Yeah.
Are you doing the new one, Build a Boy, or are you doing a different? I don't know which one you're doing.
Whichever one you want.
Whichever one. We prepared two. If you want one, we got
We don't have a tremendous amount of time here.
Right.
So I think one.
Let's do
you
one.
Where do you have to
build
be?
A board.
I don't. We have
where
a 6 have o'clock. Someone's
who?
Coming.
Who's in at 6?
Another show that I give respect to my
what
network.
Show?
Irish Goodbye.
I like them.
Yeah, they're good guys.
Mike Gannon and Feeney. Never mind. So, all right.
You take it back, you jackass.
I take it back.
Almost cried.
All right, so we'll have the song. We'll ask a few more questions, wrap up with the first, and call it a show.
Boom.
Cool. All right. This is our new song, Build a Boy.
Hope you guys enjoy it.
Never really saw it until now. Could really only be myself when you weren't around. Remember when we used to dance all night? Now we only dance around the fight. Being with you shouldn't bring me down. Mama said you can't fix them. We both know I never listen. Now I'm just stuck here wishing. If I could build a boy, he'd be nothing like you. If I could build a boy, he'd love me more than you do. I'm not asking you to change, but we were made the same. So if I could build a boy, if I could build a boy, I would have never loved you. Ooh, 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 would have never loved you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
have your eyes but not your views. Wouldn't wear insecurities like a bad tattoo. He would wear me on his arm, Prince Charming mix with Zac Efron. Compared to you, he'd be a dream come true. Mama say you can't fix him. We both know I never listened. Now I'm just stuck here wishing. If I could build a boy, he'd be nothing like you. If I could build a boy, he'd love me more than you do. I'm not asking you to change, but we were made the same. So if I could build a boy, if I could build a boy, I would have never loved you. Ooh, 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 ooh. I would have never loved you. Ooh. That there's some things I could change about me too. But if I could build a girl, I'd build a me that never met you. If I could build a boy, he'd be nothing like you.
He'd be nothing like you.
If I could build a boy, he'd love me more than you do. You'd have changed, but same. So if I could build a boy, if I could build a boy, I would have never loved you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Would have never loved you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wow.
I would have never loved you.
Dag nabbit. That was great. That was so much fun. Let's switch back real quick.
And was it no coincidence that they sat in order, how they chimed in that order?
Funny.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it was coincidental, but you did.
I didn't realize. It helped
to underscore how you were.
Wow.
Wow. I got to say this.
On a mic like this.
Let me get back over here.
Oh, it's interesting.
That actually makes me realize a question. So, I had not heard that one yet because it just dropped today.
Yes.
Right? So, did I sound like I'm talking about Musical.ly? Dropped today?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, the fact that you all do kind of have your own solo parts throughout the songs, are all the songs specifically written to focus on each of you, or are there going to be songs where it's just a winter song and you guys are doing backup and blah, 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 or just an autumn song, whatever, or are we always going to try and feature all of you independently on every song?
Other than the Christmas album, Winter will have to ultimately
do. Yeah, of course.
Right. Honestly, I think it depends on the song. Like, if we haven't done anything yet, that would be... somebody specific, but I'm down. Like,
we definitely when we're singing and writing, we're like, whose voice sounds good on this?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You're this part. And then it's just whatever's comfortable for each of us, because if we're feeling comfortable, then it's going to sound better.
All right, my last question, and then we're going to do the first and wrap up.
Amazing.
And they even do the first? Or
they're old enough, and I asked their management, and they said, yeah.
On the ride here, Tuesday, is going to be the answer.
Not yet. Yeah.
Can't wait.
So,
all right, before we go any further, great news for fans of Yo Kratom. They are the best supporter of our style of comedy. And our network, they just launched Yo Delta. That's right. We've got a great new sponsor with Delta 8. What is Delta 8? Delta 8 is basically the legal way to get you high in most of the states in the country. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in one of those states, this is what you want to listen to. It's time to stock up on Delta 8. They've got gummies. They've got vapes. They got everything you need to make you high this summer. Go to YoDelta.com, and if you use the promo code GAS, that's G-A-S, you get 25% off your entire order. Once more, go to YoDelta.com and use the code GAS to get 25% off your entire order. YoDelta is potent, and if you're living in a state where weed is illegal and you're constantly trying to find a source, well, we got great news for you. It is YoDelta. Again, YoDelta's high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will definitely get you high. Thank you again for YoDelta for being such a longtime sponsor. YoDelta.com, GAS is the code, 25% off. All right, let's get back into it.
You're all TikTok, you guys are killing it, right?
Thanks.
That's unbelievable. But you also have individual TikToks, individual Instagrams. Some of you have more followers than others. Do you guys get in competition and try? I mean, I know even here amongst our staff, we're always looking at who has more followers, whatever. Some of you have more followers than others for whatever reason. Who the fuck knows why? But do you guys compare that shit, or you don't care?
No, definitely not. Yeah. I don't think that determines your value, your worth.
No, I have none. I have a whopping.
That would be me.
Actually, all my followers are right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Okay, I have 6 followers.
That's the only ones that matter.
Anybody else want to bring me?
I feel like we all do such different things on our individual platforms that like I wouldn't think to like compare like my dance videos to like
it's just
her,
my insecurities
like,
is what you're
fan
saying.
Fiction. Yeah.
Just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah. I'm definitely like the older bird in this crowd, and so
you're the oldest one here, really?
Yeah. So I don't really understand Instagram. I'm getting there, you know.
All right. It took me a lot. I joined TikTok like a day ago.
Wow.
All I do, I was watching TikTok forever, and all I do is send Shannon guys that I think she would want to sleep with.
Okay, that's
what I do.
You're not winning this argument. I was on TikTok forever. And then you think he's looking at you guys.
Gina,
I keep sending guys to
TikTok
Shannon.
TikTok knows what I like, and it's big muscle guys for Shannon.
My account is autumn.seasons. Feel free to.
If I see big muscle guys, that's her thing. But I read that two of you want Nathan Fielder, the comic. That was
Oh my God.
That could not be more than not.
He really did his research.
You had a shot.
Oh my God.
Nathan Fielder?
So I thought Gino was going to win this because they like awkwardy comedy guys.
Awkward.
Me and Autumn.
I read two of you want to bang Nathan Fielder.
Me and Autumn have
and here he is. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. I literally was like, whoa.
She believed it 100%.
She's the one.
I feel like
there he is. That's it.
Oh
Gino,
my God,
that,
I love him so Gino, much.
Are you out of your mind?
No, by the way, Nathan,
why did I know this?
Well, Nathan for you is one of the funniest shows that's ever been on television.
He's so funny. Yeah. I love
that
him.
Every year,
it's one of my favorite shows. Yeah. And ask him to come to my birthday, and he never responds.
That's you were DMing.
You know what's funny, by the way?
God.
I don't mean to brag, but he's supposed to be on the show soon, just so you know.
Can I go?
So we're coming
back. If he comes on, I will, you know, try and set it up. I'm very good with that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm very good with it. Okay. All right, we got to do the first, Shannon. Let's hit the first.
The first time ever I saw concert to drugs.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I love that last image, by the way. To this day, that last image still makes me laugh every single time.
That's crazy. I was not expecting that.
Whoa.
All right, the name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show.
Right.
We have asked every guest since the beginning of this show this exact question, and it is your first experience with all three. We start with concert, and what we mean by that is, and God, I'm going to be so old when I hear their answers, a concert you went to on your own volition, meaning not your parents took you, your older brother took you, something. I want to go see this, and ideally, it doesn't have to be rock, obviously, just whatever it was, but ideally something we're going to know, not some weird local dude that you were trying to get in their pants or whatever, just something we're going to. So we'll start with you, Autumn. First,
still on the board is having all three at the same time.
Never
right?
happened. Yeah.
Never happened. Still could be
Autumn
surprised.
Autumn might be your girl.
Lots of twos.
Autumn might
lots
be
of
your
twos.
Girl.
No threes.
No threes.
Wow.
Give us a three, baby.
First concert.
Honestly, yeah, I can't. I wish I could. But I think the first concert that I was like really jazzed about was Imogen Heap.
I know Imogen Heap.
I love Imogen. I went to see Imogen Heap 2 years ago at the, not the Bowery, at the, I can't even remember, the one on Broadway. But she's with that other guy from Frou Frou, the band she was in.
You know, I think you're just making up words. Okay, Winter, you're first. I see that Irish Goodbye guys are here, so we got to run this through.
I begged and begged and begged to go to Hannah Montana / Miley Cyrus. I saw both, and that lit my soul on fire.
I am so old, Gino.
But I also saw Destiny's Child. That was my actual
first one.
That's
cooler.
And I was like, this is it.
Okay, we'll move over now. Summer, yours?
On my own volition, I think it was Highly Suspect. At the Troubadour.
I love Highly Suspect. That dude, by the way, is more of a creep than I am on Instagram. And how I know this
is
that he follows every hot girl that I follow on Instagram, he also follows.
So has every.
Yeah, it's his, and his name on Instagram is Terrible Johnny. Because he knows he's terrible.
He's awful.
I bet she's not on TikTok.
I bet she is.
Okay.
He is a good looking motherfucker. And I love Highly Suspect. He's very good. Okay, and your first concert?
My first concert was it was a Justin Bieber concert.
All right,
when he was sexy Bieber with the dreads, and I was
the dreads.
Like, oh my God.
When was he not good looking Bieber?
But like, you know when he was like bad boy sexy Bieber?
Like Gino.
Never seen.
I will wrap it back this way. Now, the first drug you ever did, and we say this ideally, not pot, but maybe pot was the only drug you ever did. I don't know. And maybe you've never done anything, but whatever it is.
Ooh, you're getting the tea.
I'm not a drug doer.
I've only ever smoked a little bit of the marijuana, but The first time. Okay, kind of funny story. So I was with my first boyfriend, and I was like, you know, hey, babe, I want to maybe try and smoke some weed. Like, I want to try this. And so we're literally in there, and then we're in an Uber, and he's like, hey, bro, do you have any weed? And he's like...
To the Uber driver?
Yeah, the Uber driver goes, pops the thing, the middle concert. So I have three joints. You want them? And we were like, yeah. And so that's then we literally so ran funny. To the park, smoked them, and then I just remembered seeing, and I was like, oh, my God. I turned to him, and I'm like, this is not real life. I'm like, this is not real life. This is not real life.
Panic
and
attack.
Then,
it's called a panic attack.
But it was like a cool not real life. You know, I was chilling. But then we literally, the park ranger saw us, and then we like took off running, and then that was that.
Well, that's a good story. I like it. We'll move on. Now, Summer, your first drug? If
My first like real trip was like 2 weeks ago, and I did shrooms for the first
time. Oh,
wow.
Hold on, hold on.
Mazel.
And it was really
good
time.
It was, you know, it's not for everybody, but I had a really good time, and I just saw rainbows, and I was like, wow, fun.
Nice.
I just saw rainbows.
Yeah, one and done. That's what I was with shrooms and acid. I did them once. They were great. I'm like, all right, this isn't my thing, but I did it.
I did not do well with it. I say this all the time, and I apologize to the listeners, but I've never done any drugs. So on the show, once a year, I try a drug
on
the show.
Okay.
And I did not
what
do
have you
well.
Tried? On the show.
On the show. I don't want to, I'll tell you after, I've told this story so many times on the air. I don't want to piss off our listeners, but Winter, your turn. See if you can outdo shrooms.
Honestly, I can't outdo shrooms, but I would say that I do like to partake in them, you know, here and there. I think I'm a very spiritual person.
Right.
If it comes from the ground, it's probably okay for you. So, yeah, I mean, the first time I ever did them, though, it was a really horrible experience, actually. And I stepped in dog shit, and I was like, this is horrible. I'm never doing this again. And then me and this dog were connected forever, and then I'm just like...
She's out there, man. I like this one.
She's out there.
I had to expose myself.
By the way, hemlock, which is poison, comes from the ground. So does that mean that's cool to do?
I'm saying, like,
definitely not
Mary Jane.
That statement, if it comes from the ground, is a flawed statement.
Okay, flawed statement. I take it back. Turn. Redacting.
Okay, so when I was 16.
A year and a half ago.
I got my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, wow. She's a savage.
And honestly, that's pretty much it. I'm not really.
Whatever they gave you.
I was ready for an oxycodone addiction.
And I was addicted to crystal meth for 2 years after that.
My mom wouldn't even let me take it. So I had some Advil.
Called it a day.
Okay, yeah, and so now we'll go back. We'll start with you now, Winter.
Oh,
we'll mix it up.
Oh,
the
gosh.
First time you ever had sex. And maybe you never did. I'm going to hold you guys up.
It was also another tragic story.
Oh, good.
I'm a virgin.
I was dating someone that was a basketball player, and it was literally one of his biggest games ever. And he was actually so dehydrated. And he got a cramp during it. And I was like, this is horrible. I never want to do this again.
Sounds like she had sex with me.
I'm so sorry.
I never want to bang a basketball player.
And
again.
Yeah, it was in his parents' basement, and it was really fun.
Good. Am I allowed to ask how old she was, or is that offensive?
Not to me.
I should have waited, honestly. And any viewers that are listening to this, please be 21.
No, 21? That's old.
No, no, just care for your brain, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. Autumn, yours?
Honestly, really wholesome. I was 16. It was my, like, little high school bae at the time.
My dentist had just taken out my wisdom
teeth.
I was, the chair was at that level. And, all right.
That's nice. Okay, now over to you, Winter.
If you want to know about mine, I think you should watch the Build-A-Boy testimonials.
That's a good teaser. Well done.
Well done. And then we'll start ending with you.
It was kind of lame, whatever. But I was literally, it was like Thanksgiving break and it just happened, you know?
Can we say how old you were? You don't want to do that. They did.
I will do it. I was 14 as well.
Nice. Wow.
But, I was 14.
You
too.
Know.
She didn't say 14. She's 16.
I fucked a cab driver that gave me three joints.
No, definitely not. And don't even go there with
and
me.
And he still charged me for
but
the joints.
But definitely what Winter said. Wait till you're older, honestly, because that. For a woman, I mean, my emotions were
I was in love.
I love you.
What?
Well,
I did not love him.
The name of the band is Season, spelled SZNS.
Yes.
The newest single is Build a Boy, which is out now. Is it SZNS Official is your TikTok, I think?
It's our Instagram.
Instagram.
And
your Instagram. I'm a big fan of Social Symmetry, so kudos to whoever sent that up. Mm-hmm. Gino, your plugs?
They couldn't wait to ask me to do this because I'm very much into chick singers. You guys are great. I'm not just saying that. Yeah. Like, there's definitely
the man lives at the Lilith Fair.
I do, but you guys are like, I see the picture and I'm like, all right, we're going to hang out these four teeny blah, blah, blah. But you guys really have substance and stories, and it's I feel like I'm getting an on the ground floor. I feel very cool.
And I believe they actually genuinely like each other, which is nice.
They do. And the beauty of it is the conversational stuff. Like, you are you're just going with the flow. She'll guide you, the energy stuff.
Right, yeah. Mr. Gabby, we got to get the fuck
Gina
out of
Visconti,
here.
Gina Visconti, but whatever. Follow me on Instagram. Doesn't matter.
All right, Shanoonies.
Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And follow me on Instagram and TikTok at ShannonLee6982.
Show of hands only. Do you believe in ghosts or don't believe in ghosts?
I do believe in some ghosts.
I believe in exorcisms working.
Wow, that's a great
answer. She just tripled down.
No, she always goes off about this one.
I don't believe in
She's
ghosts,
like, I need to
get baptized
so I can get
baptized. I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe in demons. That's pretty fascinating. All right, we add a song of the week every week to our playlist. We'll add Behave because we already just played Bill the Boy. Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton and my other podcast on health and wellness called The Good Sugar Podcast with the founder of Juice Press. Comes out every Monday. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week on the SDR show.
Thank you, ladies.
We can keep it chilling low-key. Once I get what I want, I'll be up for time. Baby, that's what I'm on, don't press me. No promise, no ring. It's the weekend, I wanna be free. Baby, don't act if I gotta bench, I got back up. Make no mistake, I'm the player, don't blame me. So you're trying to find a man who's competent. Someone who can match my confidence. I'm just trying to have fun, no consequence.
All right, you made it this far. We just wrapped up the SDR show with Seasons. And before you go, you probably know that we are part of the Gas Digital Network. And if you enjoyed this podcast, as I guess you do, you made it to the end, you might enjoy some of the other great stuff on the Gas Digital Network. This week, we are highlighting one of the newer shows. It's called Stoke the Fire, hosted by the lead singer of Killswitch Engage, Jesse Leach, and his co-host, Matt Stocks. You get the full catalog of episodes on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find a podcast. Here's a clip right now. Hope you enjoy it.
I had money in my bank account, my band, and I actually had learned how to do my job, to control my drinking enough to where I wasn't sloppy on stage, or really. I mean, I wasn't as good as I am sober, but I wasn't like falling off the stage, which I've done before. You know, I learned how to control it. We were in Brisbane on tour with Metallica, and I woke up one morning after drinking the night before, and I drank a whole lot the night before, but, and I'm sure I was intoxicated, but I did not get the mental relief that drinking provided me, which was, it turned this switch off on this overactive brain of mine, which, in untreated alcoholism, that overactive brain is constantly saying negative things. It's saying negative things about the world around me. It's saying negative things about the people around me. And it's, most importantly, it's saying negative things about me.